and welcome to Unashamed, a Smut Lovers podcast, where we just want to talk about smut. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kelsey.
And we are doing another read-along this week. This is Red Flags and Tuesdays, part of the Weekday Weirdos series by Nordica Knight.
I'm very excited. Okay, so I've said this before, but I am like a huge Nordica Knight fan. She's genuinely one of my favorite authors. I love her writing style so much. I would read her shopping list.
Yeah, I've only read the Alter Arlo book by Nordica Knight, but it was a really, really good book.
Yeah, I started off with her male female books because she does have some male female books and they're very good. But they didn't, from what I understand, they didn't do as well as she was hoping that they would do. And so then she switched over to writing male-male, and her male-male books kind of blew up. Like, she's got the Garen Park series that is, it did extremely well. So from my understanding, she decided then to stick to writing male-male because her male-female books didn't do as well. But I've read her male-female books, and they're really good. So I think that she could write whatever the fuck she feels like, and I'm here for it.
I just read the blurb. What the hell is wrong with me?
So basically, they had a one-night stand, and one of them tries to, leave and escape and get out. And the other one is just, watching it go down. And he's like, he's kind of awkward. I think I'm going to need a second date. And they spend Tuesdays together. And they both have red flags and whatever. And they just decide to, spend their Tuesdays together. So that's the gist of the blurb, I think.
Yeah. I mean, this is a pretty short intro. We don't really have a lot of information, but it looks like a runway.
Oh, I was going to say there is a trigger warning.
Oh, I didn't even look at that.
So it's depression, mental health themes, traumatic SA events from childhood not detailed, manipulative parenting, the use of a triggering nickname as a healing method, mention of a parent's past wish to have an abortion, homophobic slur, a parent who tried to harm / kill their young child due to unstable mental health, only mentioned, no negative or derogatory meaning to the word weirdos in this series. All weirdos are self-professed. Let's see. Yeah. So, what's the midway point? Chapter 12?
Yeah, that's what it's looking like for me, 49%. I'm really excited to go into this book. I've been on such a male-male king. Or not king. Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with me? Kick, not kink. Okay. I'm tired, guys. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have been on a huge male-male kick recently. And female-female for some reason. I have not been reading, straight romance or reverse harem at all. I've been reading, if it ain't gay, I ain't messing with it lately. I don't even know.
Which is usually me.
Yeah.
I'm usually the one that reads all the men.
Yeah. I'm excited to dive into this one, though. Knowing Nordica Knight's writing style, it's really good.
Oh, we did read another one together. We read the little, what is it, Demon in the Details, Little Devil in the Details.
Yes. That one. Yes, we did.
That one we read together. I've read all of her books, except the Genesis one, because I'm still waiting for you to edit that episode.
I'm just going to publish it unedited at this point. Might as well. It was just thoughts and...
We did like we do for the read-alongs, but we did it after we read it.
Yeah, because Kelsey had read it first, and she'd been she had been telling me forever that I needed to finally read it, and I did, and I ended up loving it a lot. So I think we're just going to publish that one unedited, because I think most of it was just us talking about it. I don't think we really went on too many tangents that weren't book related.
I don't know. We should probably listen to it first.
Fair enough. Yeah, because sometimes we have to do quite a bit of editing. Not always, but there are some times where we'll go off on really long like rants or tangents and get so off topic. So we have to like cut out a lot of that so that you guys are, you know, hearing about the book instead of just our personal lives.
That doesn't happen as often anymore, but yeah, anyways, if that ever decides to come out, it'll be a bonus episode, and then we will read Genesis.
Yeah. So,
it's, yeah, I don't know. One day it'll happen. But this is about Tuesdays and red flags and red flags and Tuesdays, so.
Yes.
I'm excited. So if you are reading along with us, go ahead and read till chapter 12 and come back. Pause here. Okay, we're back.
Yes. This is an interesting one.
Yeah, it's, I love it, but I'm a super Nordica Knight fan, so I don't know.
So it's really good. The writing is really good. The storyline is compelling enough. Surprisingly enough, Kelsey was done way before me, but it's just I had a lot of shit going on. So,
like way before. Courtney is slacking this week.
so hardcore, slacking hardcore. But I'm gearing up for like testing and stuff like that. So I've got a lot of like, there's just a lot of shit going on in my life right now that's like taking me away from. I don't think. I'm rereading Emery, like the Cora Rose Unexpected series. It's taken me 6 days to get halfway through Emery. And that's my favorite one of the entire series. Like, I can't read more than like a page before I have to exit out. But anyway, onto this book. It's really good. Like I said, the storyline is super compelling. You have Reed and Atticus. And Reed is like this super rich, super well-connected kid whose parents are really like bad. Like his dad's like criminal of some sort.
Yeah, so he is in charge of like all of the money laundering in their area, so he owns all of the nightclubs and things like that, and he money launders for everyone. So yeah. and he's also just a dick, so he has Reed's mom like so drugged up and dependent on him that he like she's basically just a walking zombie. And then but Reed like still loves his mom, and so she's used as like the what it like carrot like to dangle her and her safety over the situation so that Reed will fall in line. And he's kind of realizing that like even though he loves his mom, his mom doesn't really give a shit about him. She just cares about her next fix, and she knows that that's coming from dad. Atticus, on the other line, we don't have a lot of information on his backstory yet.
Yeah, know so that his dad is in prison. His mom, he left her to go live with his aunt when he was younger, around the time his dad went to prison. And due to the trigger warnings, because there's, I want to say it's like sexual assault of a child, which is already a really heavy, was that one of them?
I don't remember. I know that it was like, they were heavy trigger warnings that have to be related to
I have to double check because I don't want to sit here and say the wrong thing. That would be such a shitty thing to do.
I think that was the last book.
Oh.
What did we read last? I don't remember.
Oh, here you go. No, I lied. Okay. Oh, so it's a parent who tried to harm or kill their young child.
Yeah.
And then homophobia. Oh, so yeah, essay events from childhood, but it's not detailed. So I'm assuming that that's going to be on Atticus's part just because his backstory is already like super tragic.
I think
you've got the dad in prison.
Should be on either side because Reed has been used as a pawn his whole life to try to flirt and talk people up and whatever, whatnot. So I really think that that could go either way. I don't know. So where we left off was they were not doing a very good job sneaking around. Reed's dad found out and said, you know, on Tuesday, you need to bring him to dinner. And Atticus was like, fucking Tuesdays. I hate Tuesdays. And he's just a snarky little shit. We have video now, and I apparently cannot focus if you get muted now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My husband came in, and now that we have our video, we can see each other. So we got distracted. So
what was I saying? Oh, so Atticus is a snarky little shit. And he said, I fucking hate Tuesdays, and then agreed to go to the dinner. Reed asked him, like, be mine, and he was like, no. And then they walked in for dinner, and that was where it ended.
So this book did not go the way I was expecting it to. Like, so when I read the blurb, I was expecting this to be, like, almost like a more of a mutual thing, but it was, like, as soon as you get in, so it starts with them having a one-night stand and obviously, like, Atticus trying to sneak out and stuff. And Reed was just, like, immediately, he was like, there is something about this guy. Like, I'm going to chase and chase and chase. And I wasn't expecting that. I love the trope, by the way, where, like, one guy falls first and it's not the person you're expecting. I do really, really like this book. Atticus is a snarky little shit. You've got Reed who, like, will not leave him alone. He's like, I'll do anything. You want romance? Like, I'll figure out romance.
Yeah. And so, part of it is that Atticus, his idea of romance is very non-typical. So it's not like, I mean, he's saying, like, I want romance. And Reed is learning that, like, that does not mean the same thing for him as it does for any other person on the planet. So their idea of romance is just fucked up and very philosophical and whatever.
Flowers and chocolates do not work for this man. He wants to, like, there was a scene where like Reed and him were getting a little hot and heavy, and like Atticus's version of romance is like turning the other person insane. It's,
yeah,
I love it. I love this very whole dynamic.
Yeah, it's very mind fucky.
Yeah,
I mean, if I said it once, I said it 50 times. This is one of my favorite authors. I think her voice is incredible. Her character development is incredible. In every single book, there is awesome character development. So, and no two characters are alike either. So she's got, like, okay, I don't remember his name, but the character from The Little Devil in the Details, or Little Demon in the Details, whatever the name of that book was. He's a snarky little shit too, but in such an entirely different way. Like, they are, you know, similar in the writing, but just completely different people, completely different characters. And the fact that an author can be multifaceted and detailed enough to take similar characters and make them just so uniquely them is very impressive.
I agree. I think it's wild just the how different their characters are, because sometimes you'll read an author and like they're different people, especially like I'm in a brain fog. So they'll have a bunch of different characters, but they kind of almost run in the same vein, if that makes sense. And which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, Nordica Knight comes up with just wildly different characters. And there's no two, you know, they're definitely like little snowflakes. No two are the same. And it's really amazing that she just builds these worlds and these characters and their development and everything just so differently. I have to applaud that. I do really like Nordica Knight's books. I haven't read as many as Kelsey. I know she's read like everything. I've only read a couple. So, but yeah, I'm excited to see what happens. I know Atticus is like, he just met Reed's dad, as Kelsey already said. But I don't think he's going to take any shit at all. Like, I think Reed's dad is going to like try to maybe subtly threaten him, or, you know what I mean? Like, try to get one over, because that just seems like the type of person he is. And I think Gattacus is just going to be like, cool, fuck you. Like, don't care.
He's such a strong person. Like, he has his insecurities, and he screams them from the fucking rooftop. He's the kind of character, he is confident in his insecurities. Like, I'm that person. I'm fucking confident in my insecurities. Like, I have a lazy eye, okay? And fuck you for saying something about it, right? Like, it's not all the time. I don't look crazy. So, most of the time. But, okay, maybe I'm not so confident in my insecurities. Courtney's just like staring at her camera and I'm getting uncomfortable. But no, he's just that way. He's like, I have abandonment issues and you're going to leave me too. And fuck you for it. And like, preemptively, fuck all of you. And like, he's such a loner, and he chooses to not have any friends. He chooses to just be by himself. He chooses to push everyone away. And it's just very like, he's strong, but he's strong in some of the wrong places, you know? So I'm curious to see how that's going to go.
Same here. I am so ready to dive back in. As much as I can. I'm going to have to like rush through tomorrow a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to have to power through. So, all right. So if you are reading along with us, go ahead and read till the end of the book and come back. Pause here. Oh, I didn't even. Okay, we're back. What's happening? I'm sneezing, sorry. It was a very good book. Happy Monday. I just woke up. This was a reading the book wasn't a struggle, but like reading the book with our lives happening at the same time was a struggle this week. Nothing against the book at all. Just us. We're the problem here.
Yeah. No, the book was super good. I really liked Reed and Atticus's like characters. I liked, you know, their development. Atticus, like Reed helped him kind of like reclaim some of the things that he was triggered by due to just like his past, which I thought was really cute. There was one part of the book, or I guess like one, I don't know, theme or whatever that I didn't like. And I understand why the author did it the way she did. I understand like why it had to happen that way. But it gave me like super bad whiplash because so it was the dad, the whole thing with the dad.
Yeah, I get why you feel that way, but I liked it. I feel the opposite about it. I liked that he went from being an asshole to being like that, like everything he was doing had been to like protect his son, except for sleeping with his girlfriend. Like that was kind of shitty. Like he's still an asshole, but he had a reason for some of it. But like he's still a dick, he's still a criminal, but he does actually love his son.
Yeah. No, like I said, I understand why it had to happen the way that it had to happen. So I know in part one we talked about how Reed's dad like got his mom hooked on pills and was like using her well-being against her son. Turns out none of that was true. So she had, I guess, like super bad PTSD because she had been pregnant before and she had a daughter and then she died. And then she immediately got pregnant with Reed right after that. And so she kept trying to end the pregnancy. And Reed's father like forced her to continue the pregnancy and then give birth. And then so she had like a psychotic break after Reed was born, or I guess while pregnant, whatever. And so throughout his entire childhood and up to whenever he would like be in the same room with her for too long, like she would try to kill him. And so eventually she started, she got diagnosed by a doctor, and the dad would just like kind of let her take the pills, but like overindulge in them because he felt guilty for forcing her to do, to carry Reed. But at the same time, like he couldn't, he tried to protect him, you know, and he was happy that he got, you know, Reed out of the whole situation, but he felt guilty about how it happened. So he didn't like monitor her, like, you know, medications and stuff like that, because he was like, well, but it came to a point where she ends up getting sent to a home because he's like, I can't deal with her anymore. I don't love her anymore. Like, there's just, you know, I feel responsible, but there's just nothing there left. And finally, like, Reed kind of has like this breakthrough with his dad. Like, yeah, and Kelsey's right. His dad's still a horrible person. Like, he's still bad in other aspects. But a lot of the situation between Reed and his dad was that his dad would get very, I guess, upset and angry that Reed continuously chose his mother, not knowing the full story, which you can't blame him because he didn't know the full story.
Yep. So. And then Courtney was right about Atticus.
Yeah, I didn't want to be. I almost wished it was your thing, but at the same time, it makes sense that it wasn't because of the whole situation with Reed's parents. But yeah.
And that's what his dad was in prison for. Sorry, guys. I'm so sleepy. What you call it? But the... yeah, Courtney was right about Atticus. And then the epilogue was really cute.
It was. It was so long, too.
That started. I got to the epilogue yesterday morning.
Yeah, it like started at like 89%. And I was like, oh, maybe we're going to get like a double epilogue. And we didn't. It was just like a really long epilogue. I loved it, though. Like it went through, you know, a good amount of time. You got this cute, like, so he finally tells him he loves him. And it's actually like a little marriage proposal thing. And it was an obituary because Atticus loves funerals. It was so cute. It was. That was a fantastic epilogue.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I was like, oh, Courtney's gonna be in heaven with this.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. I'm pretty sure we had picked out the next book, but I don't remember what it was.
Fuck if I can remember anything these days.
We do have a plan. We just don't know what it is. So
yeah. I'm actually really excited. So I read the author's note, or at least I skimmed the author's note after this book. And the next book in this series, which isn't out yet, obviously, looks very good. Or looks like it's going to be. She kind of explained the characters a little bit. But it's going to take a while for it to come out, I would assume.
Yeah, I would read this author's shopping list. So...
Maybe you'll get that when it comes out. It
doesn't even matter to me. Like, I just love this author so much. She's genuinely one of my favorite authors ever. So
yeah, she's definitely a wonderful author. It was just like that one little issue I had, but it wasn't really an issue. Like I said, I completely understand why it had to happen the way it happened, but it felt like from one page to the next, it was just like, whoa.
Yeah, I could see that, but I liked it.
Yeah,
I liked that aspect being in there because it didn't have to be, but I'm glad it was. Like, it could have been worked around without that, but it was nice that it was there.
Yeah, and I did like in the end, you see that there's like a little bit of a bond forming between Atticus and the dad, and I thought that was really cute too. So, yeah. I mean, I don't have anything to say, really.
Okay, so if you're interested in whatever the fuck we have planned for next week, which we'll tell you next week, then tune back in for that. And that's all.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.